This is the Morning Mayhem with Howard Feldman and the team. The best start to your day.
The Healthy Living Alliance has proposed the expansion of South Africa's health promotion levy, and that is to include ultra-processed foods, and that is commonly known as a sugar tax. We need to understand a little bit more about this. Is this going to benefit us? What does this mean? Lawrence Mbalati, head of the Healthy Living Alliance, joins us. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to the listeners. Thank you for the opportunity.
A great pleasure. We, of course, need to understand this because we have this love-hate relationship with with junk food and high sugar foods, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And I think maybe as we start, maybe just for the listeners to just briefly define what is ultra-processed food. So the ultra-processed food is that we know plant-based food is mainly coming from the source of plant and animal-based. So these are the products that go through their highly industrial processing in order for those food to last longer, to be cheaper in terms of the ingredients, and they could last longer. And these foods are palatable, so you can eat as you go. And they are very attractive, they are vigorously marketed, and they have become the food that has swamped us around in our surrounding for convenience, as we are a busy people and busy nation. So these are really food that has low or non-ingredients of that can make actually us build our boat. But then these are the foods that we can eat, and they are actually filling in nature. So I think I wanted to just like start there in terms of just the definition.
To understand what it is, absolutely.
What it is, the ultra-processed food, because it can be just be a big change.
Right. What is the current status in terms of a sugar tax?
So the current sugar tax is at 11%. And the sugar tax, we have to understand that it's not all sugar that is taxed. We're talking about the amount of sugar in the cold drink or in the
right.
In the
so is that why we've seen Coca-Cola, for example, reducing the amount of sugar in some of their drinks? Is that
100%.
to avoid to come below the threshold where they would have to 100%. Have a levy?
So you see, if you regulate food and beverages, or you regulate the food system, you're going to get positive effects in terms
Absolutely.
Of reformulation.
Incredible.
So that reformulation is as a result of the health promotion level, the sugary drink tax or sugar tax, as commonly known.
Right. So what is the threshold?
So the threshold is actually measured at 2.2 kilograms of sugar per 100 milligrams. So I think what is important there is that in terms of the economics is that if you were to reduce sugar significantly, particularly liquid sugar, because liquid sugar in nature, it gets easily absorbed in the body, and then it can result in health conditions such as diabetes and obesity. So it's important that, you know, liquid sugar in the liquid format, is actually we can reduce that significantly, as science has proven that it has a high susceptibility and a risk to diseases.
And in terms of the new changes?
In terms of the new changes, what we are calling for, and I think people have to understand, because what the industry has been saying is actually to confuse consumers and people by saying we want people to buy food that is expensive. What we are proposing is that this health promotion level, the sugar tax, we can actually expand it by expanding it into some of the products that are high in salt, high in sugar, and high in fat, and we can then use that as a way of encouraging reformulation for people to make, like, speak of the next. If you go to the supermarket, you see how the aisles are built. You know, you can't pass there with your child. You know, it's sweets and chocolate as you pass and pay. It's impossible to avoid. So I think what we've been saying is, we can expand the health promotion levy into products by defining what is healthy and unhealthy. And there's a process at the health department that is defining what is healthy food and what's unhealthy food. So food with excessive salt, sugar, and fat, we could look at, you know, building a tax base. One, as a way of increasing revenue, but secondly, because we know food transition has resulted in us non-communicable diseases are 50% plus in terms of the mortality rate in South Africa, according to Stats South Africa. So we can reduce, you know, overconsumption of unhealthy food, which is linked to obesity and health conditions such as diabetes, such as hypertension, you know, heart diseases. And in that way, we can use that tax-based money to fund some of the social expenditure we need as a country. And we can also use that to, you know, subsidize healthy food and encourage the industry to reformulate to healthy food.
Does the tax or the levy go to assisting? Does it come back or does it just go into government expenditure?
So that's one of the things that we are calling for. So Treasury, by their nature, they don't ring fence. Across the board, including tobacco, alcohol, and etc. But what we've been calling for as well as promotion led is that this money can be sovereign fund, or we know Treasury will always give this money to a department. So the Department of Health has been getting about 100 million a year towards health promotion. But we know that money has been underspent, there has been no transparency. So this year we are going to the Appropriations Committee as Healthy Living Alliance. And the Standing Committee on Finance to actually demand and make submissions in terms of how this money could be sovereign funds into departments to actually look at health promotion and subsidizing, you know, healthy food, as well as like funding some of the key social programs, including the social grants and the basic income grants.
Tip, one of our listeners says it's all very good to have a sugar tax, but now instead of adding sugar, which of course we know is not healthy, aren't the companies just adding other chemicals? I think that the question is a valid one to say, well, are they just finding other unhealthy ways to deliver the same unhealthy product?
Yeah, that's the thing. So that's why it's important as a country to define what is healthy food. So it's important to define food with excessive salt, fat, and sugar is unhealthy and maybe other ingredients. So it's important that we do that because what we have been seeing, and I agree with the listeners, you find that with this labeling that was existing is that you will find that less on sugar. But that less on sugar, it's high on salt or high on fat or low kilojoule, and then it's high on sugar and on salt. So I think it's important that we can have a comprehensive model, because one of the things we are campaigning for is for the sugar to be defined through the front of pack warning labels. Just like in tobacco style, where at the first glance when you pick a pack of food at the eye, you can know if this food is healthy or unhealthy.
Right. It is 7:29. That, unfortunately, is all that we have time for. Lawrence Mpilati, head of the Healthy Living Alliance, talking to us about the sugar tax and how it is being treated.